We are on Daf Beis Amud Beis. We have just finished learning the Baraisa, that the Baraisa was Mavaya, how we know that we said there's Gimel Oves Beshoyer, how we know that one of the Oves is Keren, Ein Negiche El Bekeren, and then the Gemara was Mavaya, the Shini El Shainis. It says, sometimes Kiyigayv, sometimes Kiyigach. So now we know Pshat, how we know that Keren is one of the others. So now the Gemara says as follows. We had heard the Baraisa said, tell the Keren Maihi, Negife Neshiche Rebitze Obeite. So the Gemara is going now on that Baraisa. The Gemara says, Neshiche Telda the Shainhi. How could you say, Neshiche is a Telda of Keren, Neshiche is a Telda of Shain? So Moses says, Loi, Shain Yesh Hanola Zeke. The mazik of Shein is Yesh Hanola Zeike. Ho Ein Hanola Zeike. Here there's no Hanola to the Hezek. And the Shicha means it's biting L'Shem Hezek, not L'Shem Hanola. Then we had other Teldis of Keren. Revitza Be'ita. So the Gemara asks, Revitza Ube'ita Telda the Regali. As Moses says, Loi. Regel Hezeka Motsui, Hani Ein Hezekan Motsui. Elo, so the Gemara says, so therefore, that's why Beite, Revitze, Neshicha are all Teldes of Shein, of Keren. These three are Teldes of Keren. So the Gemara says, "Ibezoy ela tel de sayem lav ki yitze bem the Omar a Papa ahai." A Papa had said, "Yesh mem ki yitze bem, v'yesh mem lav ki yitze bem." So the Gemara says, "On which of is he speaking about? On which Teldis is he speaking about?" Ileima ahani, maishna keren de kavanosi lahazik mamoincho shmirosi yolecho. Haninami kavanosan lahazik umamoincho shmirosan alecho. So there is no legitimate reason that the Teuda of Keren should be different than Keren. Ela Teuda de Keren ki Keren. Before we go a little further, I'd like to elaborate a little on this Gemara. We had a Shailan the Gemara with a Hagdomit. There are three Ovis. There's Ovis Meloches, there's Ovis Hatume, and there's Ovis Nezikin. And the Gemara said by Ovis Meloches, tell the same Kiyetzibem. Ovis Hatume, ain't tell the same Kiyetzibem. We're clearing a Shailan by Ovis Nezikin. As L'chayre, perhaps we could explain the Shaila of the Gemara, and we'll understand now the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Shaila, if till they say him, ki yaitze behem, or lav ki yaitze behem, perhaps is totally in a different Shaila. The Shaila, what is the gather of the Oveis? And if we'll know Pshat in the Oveis, so then we'll understand what the halachas of the Teldes are. Now, for example, if we would say that there's an Ov Malocha of Zereya. Now, what is this Ov Malocha? If the Ov Malocha is the Pu'ula of Zriya, the plant, that's the Ov Malocha, the Pu'ula of Zriya. And on that pa'ula, the Torah said, there's a chiyuv skila, chiyuv chatos. Now a person will make a tolda of this melocha, hashkos zroim. He's not planting, he's watering zroim. So then, Misvara Chitzayne, the halacha should not be the same, because this is not what the Av is. The Av is one action, and this Tild is a different action completely. Here I'm planting, here I'm watering plants. So then, L'chayre, the Tildes, the halachas of the Tildes should be different than the Av, because they are not what the Av is. But we can learn differently. We can learn that Be'emison, the Av Malacha, is not the Pu'ula of Zriya. Zriya is only a dugma, an example. The Malacha is Tzmicha, creating growth. The Av Malacha was, how does one create growth? So I can create growth through planting. So Zriya is an Av Malacha. The T is an Av Malacha. But the Yisod of the Malacha is to create Tzmicha, to create growth. So if that's the Malacha, and this is only a dogma, so if by Hashkoas Zroim I'm also bringing about growth, so then the Tosem is Kiyetzim, I'm accomplishing the same accomplishment with Hashkoas Zroim, then I'm accomplishing with Zriya. So if the Malacha is Tzmicha, and this is only a dogma of what the Malacha is, so then the Tilde same should be Kiyetzibem, because I'm doing the same thing in a different oifen. If the Malacha would be a Maisa Proti, the Malacha is the Maisa Zriya, so on a Maisa Zriya, the Torah said, Yechayev Achatos and Yechayev Skila, so Mehecha Teisi on a different Maisa should have the same Chiyuvim. So L'chayre by Shabbos, the Malacha is the Inyan of Tzmicha, and the Lamites Ovis are Dugmois of that Inyan, and therefore, till the same is Kiyaitzibem. By Tume, Avoisa Tume, Tome Meis, Sheret, Shichvazera, these Ovis, these are Miyuch, this is an Avoisa, a Sheret is an Avatume, a Sheret is an Avatume. Something that touches a sheretz, I'm deriving tumah from a sheretz, but this is not a sheretz. This is not an avatumah. This is something that's being derived from an avatumah. By tumah, the of is a certain entity. It's a sheretz, a tomei meis. That is the entity. So something which is not that entity, it can't be the same like that. This is the of. This is not the of. So therefore, to the same lavki yitzibem. Now the Gemara klada shaila, what is pshat? What is the of Karen? And if we'll understand what the of Karen is, then we'll understand what halachas the tildes have. So the Gemara started asking, it says in the Baraisa, Neshich is a tilde de Karen. So the Gemara says, oh, no, that can't be. The sheikh is a tilde de shei. That's how the Gemara understood. So, the Gemara shlugs it up. But before the upshlug, the Gemara understood as follows. That the mazik of shein is your mazik with us, the behem is mazik with a certain aver for one purpose. Hanosoi. Yesh hanolazik. That's the mazik of shein. I will be mazik with the Ava of Shane for one purpose. I will be mazik with the Ava of Shane with another purpose. I'll be noishir. So that could be, it is different than the of. I'm using the same Ava, but it is a different oifen hazik. This is yeshanola zeke. This is kavanose lahazik. So then the Gemara would have understood that it should be told the same lav ki yitzibem. Then this makes sense. The of is shame, sheyesh anola zeike, and the toda will be shame, that's ain anola zeike, it's neshiche. The of is regel that has zeike imotzi, and the toda will be beite, that's ain zeike imotzi, kavanosi lahazi. So that means I have this Eva that's Mazik, but for a different purpose. Then the Gemara understood, so it could very well be that Shane with Yeshanol Azeke has certain halachas, Shane with Kavanosil Azek has different halachas, because the Teild is different than the Yav. This is similar to Tumeh, that the Teild is different than the Yav. So the Gemara said, no, that's, you're making a big mistake. Neshich is a Teild de Keren. So what did the Gemara enlighten us? So the Gemara says, it's not a chilek, this saver. The chilek is, what is the tzura of the hezek? The tzura of the hezek is kavanos el hezek. So there's no chilek. So Keren is a moshul of kavanos el hezek. So if you have this kavanos el hezek with neshich, this kavanos el hezek with beita, it also should be. So now the Gemara says, if that is the case, so it can't be told the same Lavki Yitzibem. Now all of a sudden that means, if I would say, like the Makshin held, then the Sheikh is told the Shein, I have no problems to understand Rapapa. So Vakert, the of is Shein, which Yeshanol Azek, and the Teild is a different type of a Shein. A Shein of Kavanos Elazik. So Vashteitzach, it has different lochas, because it's different than the of. The minute you tell me that the of is Kavanos Elazik, Karen is only a dugma of Kavanos Elazik, then it's mamish like Shabbos. So Memela, so then the Gemara says, I won't buy such a chilek, that there should be a chilek when the Teild and the of. Maishna, Karen the Kavanosi Lahazik and us, so Neshicha should have the same din. So Rapapa cannot be talking about the Teildes of Karen, because the Teildes of Karen are mamish the same like Karen. And the Eva of Karen is only a dugme of a tzir of Kavanosi Lahazik. Let us see Rashi. Ravitze told the regali, that they kvifes raglayim hirei vetzes. That means even though the hezek is with the body of the shir, but the pu'ule of Ravitze comes through the raglayim. So Mos says, no regal hezeke motzi, the chor shohi maleches, Behemah is walking keseda. And Behemah does not have zitz flesh. That's what Rashi is telling us. The chol shahi maleches, it doesn't stand on one place. It's always moving. Vim yesh kelem tachas ragleo hi der sosom. So if there's anything in her way, so it will be mazikid. There's a gil vim yesh klum tachas ragleo hi der sosom. About koponim, that's the mazik of, that is the mazik of regal. Hani ein hazeikan motzi. These things neshiche is ein hazeikan motzi. Yilkach telda the keren name. So this is a telda of keren. The ein hazeikai motzi. Vein anola hazeikai. Umishal michatzi nezik keren. Maishna keren de mechayv de kavanose lahazik. So mamela the tildes also should have this same aloche. Since it has the same characteristics of Karen, it should have the same halachas of Karen. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Elotelda de Karen ke Karen, v'chikom ha-rapope ha-shem v'regel. So he's talking about shem v'regel. There could be till the same lav ki-yitzibim. So now the Gemara is going to start explaining b'chlal the mazikim of shem v'regel. Veregel heichik sivi. Frag the Gemara, where does the mazik of regel, where is the mazik of regel mentioned in the Torah? The sanya we learned abaraise, vishilach zeho regel. The pasuk says, vishilach is biroi, bir bistayacher. So shilach means the mazik of regel. How do I know shilach means the mazik of regel? Achein hu oimer, there's a posach, mishalchei regel asher v'hachamer. So we see when the posach is speaking about regel, the posach uses a lotion of shiluach. Mishalchei regel asher v'hachamer. Ubiyer zu hashein. So the pasuk says v'shilach as beiroi, he sent his behemah ubiyer b'sdei acher. Ubiyer zu hashem. How do I know ubiyer means shein? Becheinu oimer kasher yevareir hagolol at tumoy. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi v'shilach as beiroi hagolol kasher yevareir hagolol haynu shein. Golol is gematria shein. Hesadas golol common to shein. Shepa'omim megula upa'omim mechusa. So it seems the lotion of golol is, means such a aver that sometimes is seen, sometimes is not seen. It's a lotion. It seems it's a lotion. Goloi lefa'omim. Megula lefa'omim. That's a taj golol. And when one eats, the process of eating, sometimes one sees the teeth, one doesn't see the teeth. Uchsiv be'yevayeh. So we're talking about a shein, kashe yevayeh hagolol. Yevayeh means it consumes hagolol at tumoy. It's completely consumed. But al kaponim, so we see the loshen yevayeh is mentioned by shein. Golol is shein, pomim megula, pomim mechusa. Lishna achine, golol ze rei. Golol is a lotion of tzoya, rei. Sha'ashein meva'aroso ila machu. The shein consumes the machu. V'nase golol, and it becomes golol. T'may gilulei odom, b'gilulei behema. So according to this pshat, kasha yevayer, so it seems the posik means, kasha yevayer at tumoy till it becomes golo. That's pshat the posik. Achinase golo. Now let us just see Tosfos for 1 minute. Kasha yevayer hagolo perish Rabbeinu Chananu. Kamoi nidvochen di even golo. These are rows of marble stones. Shashain doime la even shayish. A tooth is similar to a marble stone. So, according to the Rach, hagolol means the stone. This tooth, hagolol, is a dugma for teeth, which are similar to marble. So, I just like to say a vote. We have here three mahalchim, how to understand the limud of shein. Rabbeinu Chananu, in the first Mahalach of Rashi, learned that golo means shein, either be pamim megula or it's similar to a marble. So the posik is speaking about the teeth of the behemoth. The second shad of Rashi, golo is speaking about the gilei behemoth. After the consumption of the food, that it becomes golo. Now, perhaps we could say that there's a moira de kenafkemine lahaloche to understand the mazik of shein, and it depends perhaps on these two lashonos. According to the first lashon, the Pasuk speaks about a behemoth, or we're speaking about eating with teeth. Letzorech hano. That's the mazik of shein. I'm doing a pu'ula of achila. Letzorech hano. That's the pu'ula of achila ayidei shein. What will be, let us give two examples. We'll give three examples. What will be, example number one, a person wants to go and bite an apple, there's an apple hanging in front of him, so he goes and gives a bite to the apple, and the apple falls in the dirt and gets dirty, it gets spoiled, it gets ruined, but the animal went to bite the apple, because it wanted to eat the apple. Lamaise never ate the apple. It got genizikt, shaloi al yedei, that didn't get consumed, but this hezek occurred because of an intent to eat. And hezek occurred. It fell down and it got ruined. Fine. Would this be the mazik of shame? Let's speak about one case. Let's speak about a second case. There's a Rashi further. Rashi says that there was a behemoth that was, there was a person in a boer, was working down in a boer. Behemoth standing on the edge of a boer and sees on the other side of the boer, sees some grass there. So wants to go and eat the grass. Didn't realize that won't be capable of doing it, can't lean so far. So it leaned over the boer to eat the grass on the other wall of the boer. It fell in, and it killed the person underneath. This happened 3 times. So there's a shaila of kaifa. 3 times you kill a person, you pay kaifa. But what mazik is this? What mazik? This is not keren, the animal head. No bad intentions. It just wanted to eat something. So Rashi says, that's a mazik of shame. It's a mazik of shame. That's what Rashi says. The first case we mentioned, that a person wanted to eat a bit of fruit, it didn't eat it. It bit it, and it fell down, and got genizik. The Rashba says that's a mazik of shame, and that pays him at base. That's a neshiche, without a nos achila, but with an intent of achila. Was a pula that was done with an intent of achila, so that's the mazik of shame. We're going to have a meiridike Rabbeinu Chananu that says later, tinfo peiris lahanoso is a tilda of shame. A behema was matanef peiris lahanoso. So Rabbeinu Chananu says pshat in the Gemara. You know what the case is? The behema was matal glolim. Payment felt it had to be battle glow. There was payers underneath it. So that's a mazik of shame. It's a tilde of shame. It's a tilde of shame. Now, we take all these 3 cases. There was no consumption at all of the food. The food was genizik, not through the consumption of the behemoth. The food was genizik because the behemoth wanted to have anor. But it didn't, it never consumed the food. The hezek came from a different point in Gansen. It bit the peiri and the peiri fell down. Or it wanted to eat a grass and it fell down in the boir and killed a person. Or it was matal glolim and there were peiris underneath. All 3 hezekis came about through a intent to do a pula letzoyrech hanosa in a hezek occurred. This would be very good according to the first loshon of Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananu. That means the mazik of shame, the posuk depicted it teeth. That means a behemoth eats with its teeth. What is the taich of eating? It wants to have hanosa, wants to eat, wants to enjoy itself through eating. Or the tells to be a different ano. But al koponim, the ikir seems is dependent on the pu'ula. That the behemoth wants to derive ano, and from this pu'ula, hezek occurred, lavdavki occurred from, what occurred is leimala leimayrit. It fell into a bear and it killed someone. It didn't want to do, but it came, it was a poil yaitzi from a pool of deriving ano. So Rashi says, it's kaifa de shame. This is kaifa of shame. This is the mazik of shame. The Rashi says, neshich is a mazik of shame, even though I never ended up eating it. Or the Rabbeinu Chananu says, atolos glom is a tilda of shame. Even though the Bay had no intentions whatsoever to be mazik these peiris, the Bay wanted to be matal glolim. According to the second mahalach in Rashi, could be that these halachas are not true. Rashi says the posik is not speaking about a shame. The posik is speaking about the through the hanor
or the no of consumption, it got consumed and it became golo. So here we are speaking about what the Pasuk did mention. The golo, what the Pasuk is speaking about is faker, that the hanos achile, the hanos achile brought about the hezek. The food got ruined because it was consumed and was digested and became golo. So there could be, according to the second Loshon Rashi, could be these three cases are non-existent.
Oh, Mama, now we're going to start elaborating a little to explain the Barai. So, V'shilach zu ha-regel. V'cheinu ha-ima, V'shalchei regel ha-sher v'achamer. So, we brought a rayim that the word V'shilach means regel because there's a posik in Yeshayah, V'shalchei regel ha-sher v'achamer. So, it says by regel, there's a loshen shiluach. It means the only way you were able to figure out the Vishilach means regal was because you had a posik in Yeshayah, Baruch Hashem, Halavochi. But what would be if you wouldn't have this posik and it would say Vishilach? So it seems then you wouldn't know that it's regal, because who says Vishilach is regal? So the Gemara asks a pertinent question. Forget about the Pasuk. We don't know the Pasuk in Yeshayah. What else is the process of elimination that has to be regal? Ikaren. It can't be Karen. See, because we have a whole parsha by Karen. Ki yigar. So it can't be Karen. Ishain. Ksiv. If it's Shane, it's Bia. Bia, we said, means Shane Kashiva Golo Atume. So I know Karen. I know Shane. Now I have your Apostle Vishilach, and I'm not a Boki Yenach. I don't know Yeshayah. Fine. But what else could it be? You're talking about a Behema was Mazik. No, it's not speaking about Shane. It's not speaking about Karen. So it has to be Regal. So why did you have to bring this Pasuk in Yeshayah? So the Gemara says, no. If I wouldn't know this Pasuk in Yeshayah, I would say that the whole Pasuk is speaking about Shane. It's the Rech. I need this whole Pasuk. And then everything is speaking about Shane. Salka Daita Chamini, Idi Bi Idi Hashem. Vishilach as Bira is speaking about Ozmazik Bishain. Ubiya Bisdayach is speaking about Ozmazik Bishain. Why do you need two psukim to speak about Shane? Vahod Mechal Yekarne, Hod Loi Mechal Yekarne. That means there's two oifanim that Shane could be Mazik. There's one oifan that Shane could be Mazik. Mechal Yekarne. Mechal Yekarne means that Mechal Yekarne means that the thing was completely destroyed. Loi Mechal Yekarne, we'll see Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, that there wasn't a complete, there was a damage, but it wasn't completely destroyed. So let us just say Ivrin de Gemara. If we would only say the word Ubiya, I would think Ubiya means Ubiya means consumption. Ubiya, it ate it up completely. That's what I should be. So if it only say Ubiya Bistayacha, I would say that if there was complete destruction through the Maisa of the Behemoth, through the Shane of the Behemoth, then you have to pay. But what if there's only partial damage, it's not complete destruction? So then they would think you're potter. Because the Torah said a beer, the Torah spelled it out. Beer means complete consumption. It was consumed. So that is why it says Vishilach. So without this Pasuk in Yeshayah, I would say Vishilach means Shane. The whole Pasuk is talking about Shane. Vishilach is Bira Bistayach is speaking about Shane. And what is the Vishilach as Bira coming to add on? Let us just say Bira Bistayach.
Shila is coming to tell us, afilu loy mechal yekarne, afilu it was only a partial damage, you also chay. That's what I would say. Kamash malon. So now I brought you a pasuk in Yeshaya. So from the pasuk in Yeshaya, you know, Vishilach does not mean shame. Vishilach means regal. So that's why I had to bring the pasuk. Yes, why I had to bring the pasuk? Out the process of illumination, I would not know that it's speaking about regal. I would say it's speaking about shame, the loy mechal yekam. Zok the Gemara Vayta, touched a very sensitive point over here. You just said beer means mechal yekam. Oh, that's why I would need Vishilach to tell me loy mechal yekam. But Vahashta, now the Kimna Regel, now you just told me that Vishilach is speaking about Regel. So Shane the loy mechal yekam minom. So how, Lufi Emes, how do you know Shane the loy mechal yekam is? Shein doy mechaye karn is also chaye. So Moses says, I have a hekish, dum ye de regel. Now vishilach as beiroi means regel. And vishilach, the word vishilach does not mean complete destruction. And, there was Bema was walking, it walked over something, it trampled on, it doesn't mean complete destruction. Ubiya bisday acher means shein, which is complete destruction. But now I'm makish, shein to regel. Just like regulus chayiv, even though there's a partial damage, so shein is also chayiv, but there's a partial damage. Ma regul loishne mechal yekarne, loishne loy mechal yekarne is chayiv, because vishilach does not necessarily mean complete destruction. Av shein loishne mechal yekarne, loishne loy mechal yekarne. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, idi v'idi. The Baruch says, if I would not have this pasuk in Yeshaya, which tells us that Vishilach is regal, I would say, Idi v'idi, Vishilach u'bir, Tabayu, Hashem. Both are speaking about Shein. Why do you need two psukim by Shein? Vishilach osa l'chiyuvei, heiched l'ikar yekame. Vishilach is coming to tell us where it's l'ikar yekame. Demashme. What does that mean? What's the case of loy kar yekam? So Rashi says, kegoin sha'ochla aruge. There was a patch of tvua growing, and the behemah ate it up. But, v'soyfe l'arze b'litzmoich. It's going to grow back again. Avo loy ketchile. But it will not be as it could have been. That means, if the behemah had not had a meal on that which was growing now, so and it would have been grown without the smil of the behema, it would have grown to a height of 5 feet. Now and then there would be more kernels, whatever it is. Now that the behema ate, it's 4 feet and less kernels. So that's called loy mechal yekal. That means, yes, listen, don't tell me a sob story. Because of my behemi here, don't have nothing. You have the tvua grew by you, but not as it could have grown. So that's called a partial damage. Avoloi kitchil ubir hayna heiched mechal yekal. The mashmo bir shemavayel legamre. He destroys it completely. Now, before we'll continue with Rashi, I'd like to learn Tosfos. Hodolay mechal yekarne. Perish akuntres. Rashi said shachas she'osed litzmoyach, avoloy ketchila. That means that what the behema ate brought about. They'll still grow. It's not already. It's it'll not grow anymore. It's going to still grow. So that's called loy mechal yekam. V'koshe. V'mechal yekamne, shegam habaylam heim yechaylam likzer. So Tosfos says, but it's not true. It's not true that that what the behem had eaten. So the baylam, that means like this. Let us say there are different stages in the growth of tvuah.
In the early stages, the tvue is in a type of a grassy stage. So it's like grass. And it was ragel that behemoth used to pasture on this grass. And later it grew into stalks of tvue. So Taisvis is asking Akasha. So Taisvis is asking, let's not talk about the later. Let's talk about the now. There was a grassy product in the tvue, which for animal food, let's say it's worth X amount of dollars. The owner could have given it to his animal, and your animal went and ate this up. So this chelik, which was eaten, is completely destroyed. So why is this called loy mechal yekarna? This entity which was eaten up is completely destroyed. It's non-existent anymore. This is Taisvis Kasha and Rashi. So on this Kasha, the Borei Mesoda says, you're 100% right. If he wants to schlep him to a dentire to pay for the grassy chelik that was eaten up, you're 100% right. If he'd be interested in cutting it himself, or he would have given it to his baim and now Yenu's baim, that's no shall be 100% right. That's machal yekalme. But the din of our Gemara is another din in Gansu. The din of our Gemara is, you asked him, he gave him a question there. What would you have done with the, would you let your behemoth eat from this? Nah, I wouldn't eat. So, he's not, the grassy chelik is not the medubar over here. The medubar is, he's coming, he says, you know, if your behemoth wouldn't have eaten, so what would have grown from this patch, I could make 200 pounds of wheat. And now, because your behemoth ate this, so it's this, there's less kernels, can only make 150 pounds of wheat. So this is already, so this is, you have wheat growing, but it's not as chashuv, as much as it could have been. So this is called loy mechal yekana. This is what the Marei Mesoda Tainas on Taisvis. This is what Rashi's saying. So he says, so Taisvis, this is also called mechal yekana. There's no such thing. What do you mean? That means if I could have had 200 pounds of flour, because if it would have not have been, the Yabayim would not have eaten from it, it would have grown to the full extent, I would have had 200 pounds of flour. There would have been stalks that are 6 feet tall and a numerous amount of kernels. And now because of this, it's only 4 feet tall and there's less amount of kernels, so it comes out less flour. So whatever is missing is mechal yekana. That's what Taisvis held. That's what the Borei Mesoda wants to say. And Rashi held nitazoi. Mechal yekarna means that after the hezek you have nothing. Rashi held if after the hezek you have tvua, but it's there's a damage to it. That's the hezek. Less man the public. That is not called mechal yekarna. That's called loy mechal yekarna. That's how the Borei Mesoda wants to explain the machlekes Rashi and Taisvis. But Kaponim, Taisvis did not like Rashi. Rashi's pshat. Elo yeshloima, shetinfo peiris lahanoso. You know what the case of loy mechal yekarna is? Shetinfo peiris lahanoso. Now, I'd like to just mention what Hadam Rei Mesoda learns pshat in this. And I had a kasha on this, and I want to tell you a different pshat. And the Borei Mesoda, the way Rav Shimon and Shari Yosha says. The Borei Mesoda says, let us say the case of Tinfa Peres, Rashi, the Maisis later pshat Tinfa Peres, there was, it seems animals enjoyed rolling on Peres when they were hot, when they were itchy, if there was a whole bed of apples underneath of them was mamish, a murdic enjoyment. They had no bad intentions whatsoever. They just wanted to enjoy themselves. So they used to roll on the peiris. That was the, and, And we understand the peiris were not too sanitary after the behemoth rolled on it. Zokta maroi me sode. But you have the peiri. You have the peiri over here. The peiri is still, but it's a filthy peiri. And what do you have to do? Zokta maroi me sode. You have to wash it. That's it's a big job. And takes time and money and effort to make the from dirty peiris clean peiris. Takes time and effort. So that's a hezek. You have to go now and hire someone to wash all the peiris. So that's the hezek. So it's called loy mechal yekarne. Listen, I didn't do anything to the peiris. The peiris are here. All your peiris are here. You have to invest now $200 to clean the peiris. No. So that's a hezek. But loy mechal yekarne. But the keren is around. That's what the Marei Mesada says. So I had a kash on the Marei Mesada that there's a Gemara later in Baba Kama that says a Moira de Kizach. The Gemara says if a person took a person had a silver dollar, I go and take your silver dollar and I throw it into the yam. And he said, you were mazik my silver dollar? I said, no. I'll tell you where it is. I'll give you an address of a deep sea diver. He go down. I'll tell you exactly where it is. And then you get your silver dollar. So I wasn't mazik your silver dollar. Nothing happened with it. It's just have a problem. It's not so easy to get to, but I know a very good deep sea diver. Just give him $200. He'll do it to you gladly. You'll get back your dollar. He says, what's the sugar in there? Pay $200. So the Gemara says he's potter. He's not a mazik. He's 100% right. He's a novel b'shus ha-toira, but he's not a mazik. He wasn't mazik. It's a grome. That means by taking your silver dollar and putting it in the yam and throwing it down to the yam, so memela, I caused that you'll now, if you want to get it back, you'll have to spend $200 to hire a deep sea diver. That's true. I was goyrim you a hezik. I wasn't mazik you. Kovav in the zok in this pot. Dinei shemayim, But al kaponim in dinei odom, he's not a mazik. He was a mazik. Mazik means I destroyed what you had. It's not your silver dollar is contact. I'll tell you exactly where it is. It's not lost. It's, and you can even see it yourself. You can't get to it. That's called grub. So lechayre, so he had a kasha on the Marei Mesode. If we speak, Loi Mechal Yekarne speaking about, he says it got very dirty, the peiris, and you have to wash it now, and it costs money, and tirche. That's a grome. The peiris are here, and the just as good as new if you'll invest $200 in cleaning them and washing them. So I was just goyrim, the behemoth was goyrim. I wasn't mazik your peiris. This is the peiris are here completely. And it's just so it'll cost you some expenses to clean them. L'chayre, it should not be different than throwing a matveya liyam amelach. Anyway, Rab Shimon in Shari Yosha says, he makes a different akimta. Rab Shimon in Shari Yosha says that it is speaking about the havik moitin for peiris, the av shah peiris loy nechseru, there's nothing missing from the peiris. Rak zeu chesroinom. Shahatinuf meduvekim aperi. That's the chesorim. You can't wash it. It's the tinuf is there. You'll put into 20 washing machines. You can't get rid of it. There's an odor. It's done. But the peri, I didn't shepherd the peri. I added something. I added an odor. I added shmutz. But I wasn't mazik your peri. So he says, Shahatinuf meduvekim aperi. Shim yirtze lechel hu yoichel halichlachim. The only way you can eat it is you eat dirty peiris. You put up a sign for sale, dirty peiris, and first come, first serve. Al kaponim,
So that's the hezek. So it, according to Rab Shimon, it's very good. That means you can't clean it. It has to be eaten dirty. So this is a hezek to the peiri. It's mamsh amas. It's not a grommer. I made your peiri, but that's lo mechay. The peiri is here. I didn't destroy your peiri. Your peiri is here, but it's not worth too much because of the dibuk of the tin of to the peiri. So kaponim, that's how Tosfos understood lo mechal yekal. Now let us go further. Let's continue in Rashi. Zokt Rashi v'ikash. So the Gemara wanted to say that could be if we wouldn't know the pasuk in Yeshaya that v'shilach means regel meshalche regel asher v'chamer. Without knowing this pasuk, I would say that everything is speaking about shame, and the Beshilach is speaking loy mechal yekalme, and Ubir is speaking about mechal yekalme. Because eichi motzel amei meidi v'idea shein ho de mechal yekalme de loy mechal ye. So why do you need two psukim? Lichtev chad laheche de loy mechal ye de lechaye. So let one posik be speaking about, let's say, just one posik of loy mechal ye. Why do you need two psukim to tell me mechal yischayv and loy mechal yischayv? The minute you tell me loy mechal yischayv, I know mechayv is about to give yischayv. So Moses says, ima haikra avamine, hai osi leheched the mechal yeh. So I would only say one posik, ima chatkra, there's a girl, ima chatkra avamine, hai osi leheched the mechal yeh. So I would say, maybe the posik is only speaking about mechal yeh kam, avu loy mechal yeh loy. Hilkach ikalameima, vada idi vi idi yashen. You love the kosa lachmona, mishalchi regalosher. So Rashi answers his kasha, that is true. If I could be convinced that this pasuk is speaking about loy mechalye, al zichen no mechalye al tzakal v'chayme. But if it only say one pasuk, I would say tvasna meruba loy tvas. I would say the pasuk is speaking about tafke mechalye. I wouldn't be able to assume that loy mechalye is also chay. From two psukim, now I figure out that one is coming to. That is what Rashi says. Rashi says. But I would think Tafke that the pasuk is speaking about Chalia, but when Chalia hilkach meimet the idivid, but idivid yashen, but the kosvachmon and mishalchi regel asher. Now we didn't finish Taisvis. Taisvis says, "Oh, yeshleim b'shatin prepares la'noso." That's leimachal yekal. Mikol mokim later the Gemara calls tin prepares la'noso a tilda. The way I'm saying now, it's an off. Beshilach is speaking about loy mechalye. Loy mechalye means tin for peiris, so it's enough. So how could you say tin for peiris is a tilde? Mekoma kemkorle lekama letnifes peiris lanos a tilde, given the pashtes the kairi vachila the mechalye karne, because the pashtes of this is a drash, mein inyel mechalye tin loy mechalye. But this, the pashtet the course speaking about machal yekan memele, so tin for peris is a tilde. Now let us go further. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Oh, mama, ubir zu ashein. The Baraisa proved that ubir means shein. How do I know it's shein? Vachein uoima, kashi yevair hagolol atumay. It says Kashivai Agolo Latume, so we see that the Lashon Bir is used by Shein. Holaf Ochi, so the Gemara says, but without this posik, Bamaya Kimnolo, without this posik, what else could you say that Ubir is speaking about? I Karin Ksiv, it can't be speaking about Karin, it says Ki Yigar. I Regal Ksiv, it says Veshilach. So why do you have to bring a posik of u kashe yevair hagolo without this posik of kashe yevair hagolo? I could figure out that it's chain of the process of elimination. Someone says, no, it's salkadaita chamina idividi aregol. If I would not know this posik of kashe yevair hagolo, I would say vishilach es biirei ubir bistei ache is speaking about regol.
Hoda ozel memeila, hoda sholach shluchi. I would think it's speaking about regu. And these two lashonis are, one is speaking about that it went on its own accord, and one is speaking about the sholach shluchi, that it, the owner, sent the behemoth to go into Yenim's field. So memeila, but both are speaking about regu. Kamash melon. That's why he had to tell us Ubiya is speaking about Shein. But without this posuk of Kasha Yevayel, I would say that Ubiya is also speaking about Regel, and is coming to tell us Ozel Memela. Frek the Gemara Bahashte Du'uki Ashein. Now that you're telling me that Ubiya is speaking about Shein, so Regel the Ozel Memela Minova. So how do you know if he is Regel the Ozel Memela? So the Gemara answers, "Dum yedushen, ma shein, loishna sholche shluchi, loishna da ozla memeila." Just like shein is ubiyah, there's no difference if it was sent or if it went on its own accord. Afrega loishna sholche shluchi, loishna ozla memeila. Let us see Rashi. Ma regel loishna. The leksiv the mechayikan the loish the le mechayikan the whole leksiv beyubia ma shein loish not leksiv bey v'shilach. Let us see Taisvis. For ho the mechayikan v'mtaymar so Taisvis asks Rashi's kashe that why do you need two psukim to tell me the mechayikan the le mechayikan. Let it just say one posik. Let it say v'shilach, and which is coming on loy mechal yekane, and I'll know already. I'll know loy mechal yekane. Mechal yekane is v'chakolshke. V'tayim v'lichta v'chmona v'shilach. V'loy boi ubiya v'yishloy medav amine dav kede shilach shluchi kede lakamon. So this is a different teretz. If I would learn out Shein Deloy Mechal Yekarna from Vishilach, I would say that's right. You don't need Mechal Yekarna, but you need Vishilach. You need that it was sent. So the Gemara asks Lefia Emes, how do you know that Shein Deloy Mechal Yekarna is Chayim? The posuk by Shein is Ubiya. Vishilach is speaking about regel. So how do you know that Shein Delay Mechal Yekarn is chayv? Someone says there's a hekesh. Dum yed the regel. Just like regel is speaking about Loy Mechal Yekarn. So Beer is also speaking about also Afilu Loy Mechal Yekarn. Vim Taima. V'neima Ipche. Taisa says that's 100% right. Ubiya means Mechal Yekarn. Vashilach means loy mechal yekane. Now you're making a hekesh. But Taisus, how do you know that the hekesh is that the beer is just like vashilach, that you don't need mechal yekane? Maybe it's pumfakel. The shilach is just like a beer, you need mechal yekane. That means I'm saying one is similar to the other, even though mitzad the loshen, even though mitzad the loshen it's not muchach, but mitzad the hekesh it's muchach. Frek Taisus, how do you know to be makish lechumre ubiyah to vishilach that you're chayev by shein afilu loy mechal yekarne? Maybe we're makish regel to shein and regel's only chayev by mechal yekarne. Neim ifcha dahod makshine lechumre hani mili bisure avu b'moyna loy. Let us just explain what this Taisvis is saying. The Asman der Reise from Rabbi Yosef Engel brings down in the Sefer a Prima Godem, a Moiridike Prima Godem. The Prima Godem says, we have a klal all over Shas. You have a hekish, Moses, a yemakish, lekula, lechumre makshinon. Zok the prima godim, you know what pshat lechumre makshinon is. The prima godim says, because I don't know how to be makish, I don't know. Could be makish this way, could be makish this way. Just something, the raisa lechumre, you don't know what to do. Be makish, you could say, play Russian roulette, and I'll go lekula. You don't know, it's a suffix.
It's sicha, one has the aloch of the other. So the shaila is the hekish telling me a kula or a chumma? I haven't the faintest idea. It could be one of the two. But al tzaloch if in sofik, the reise lechumre, v'machme. Zog te prime godem. So therefore, this whole aloch of a lechumma makshin is only by isurim. That means that onus, it also is a muta. It's also. He says, what'll be by onshim? I'll have a shaila, they give a smaller einish or a bigger einish. We'll go lechumre. You can't go lechumre. Misafik, I'll give you a bigger einish. Listen, misafik, you can't give bigger onshim. You know, in your place, it could be machma. You don't know what to do, be machma. But to give me a bigger einish, and you don't know, maybe I don't deserve a bigger einish, will be machma. You can't give me an einish, misafik. As is it the prima god. So, I once said from Rav Shoz, that's how Tosis in the Kashe learned like the prima god. So Tosis learned that the whole din of Lechumra Makshin is Misafik. So Mameo, so Tosis said, that's very good by Yisurim. I don't know, is it also is Mutter? You have to be Machma. But when talking about Momenis, there's two sides to the coin over here. Let's be Machma, let him pay. Very good, and his wallet, you're very good. But maybe there's another side, maybe he doesn't owe the money. How can you be machma? You don't know if he has to pay, and that's why he doesn't pay. And there's no such din lechumre you pay, if you don't know what to do. So you leave the money by the mazik, you can't say you should pay. Misafik, there's no such thing. That was Taisvis Kasha. So Taisa Vaima Rabinatam the Midahi Betaira. Nah, not like the Prima Godim said, the Lechumre Makshinon is I don't know what to do, I'm Machma. It's a Mida Betaira. There's a din if there's a hekish and there's two ways I could make the hekish, Lechumra Lekula. The Mida is you go Lechumra, that is the Mida. These are guidelines, Beteiras Vadai, not Anhoge Beteiras Sofik. You always have to be Machmas. I'm playing a Shaila. Does the Masik have to pay? You have to be Machmas. The Masik has to pay. So that's why, that's the din of Lechumra Makshina.